Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. Thank you for joining me for a film session presented by Microsoft Surface. Great win this past week. I know it was a few days ago, but the Falcons still put up some good plays and had some good things going in this ball game. Let's start on the defensive side of the football, where our young rookie is making a very big impact on this season. And I'm talking about Mr. Keanu Neal. Here's Keanu right here. What the Tampa Bay Bucs want to do is they want to run this outside zone right to this side over here. So as they run the outside zone, this tackle right here wants to get up on Keanu Neal, and then they should have a crease to run through here. They're going to do a good job. Brian Poole's going to come inside, so they're going to have an alley to run through right here. But because Keanu Neal does such a good job, what we call scraping over the top and then filling the void in the alley, this tackle can never get to him. So as the play gets started, you see, boom. You see, here's a tackle trying to get up on Keanu Neal. But Keanu Neal has already digested what he sees. He's scraping over the top, and here comes the back trying to crease through here. As he gets up to the point of attack, here comes the back coming here, but Keanu is already in the what we call the alleyway. Now, if Keanu does not get to this alleyway, here's the tackle who should have got up on him. Look at this huge run lane to run through if he is able to get up to him. But because he reads, recognizes, and understands exactly what he sees and does it in a timely manner, he has a good job making this play. So as the play continues, foul. Now, watch. Look at this. At the point of contact, look at Keanu Neal does exactly how Coach Dan Quinn and defense coordinator Richard Smith want him to do. Lower his hips, and then look at where his head is. His head is outside, and also he has good leverage on the runner. He's leading with that shoulder, and then it's all about Keanu Neal just bringing the power to this particular play and finishing it off. So that's what we call a perfect example of a guy understanding where defenses and where offenses want to go, but he did a good job of running the alley and making sure that he was able to get by that tackle who was trying to get up on him. And then when he gets there, the shoulder lean, the protection on his other shoulder, and then finishing the play with a very tough run. All right, we just saw a great defensive play by Keanu Neal, and now we're going to see a better play on this touchdown play from Taylor Gabriel. Now, one thing I want you guys to notice is in the last series, we talked about the details of Keanu Neal getting his hat in the right placement and then coming through on a good tackle. Now we're going to do the same thing on this touchdown run by Taylor Gabriel, but it's done by Levine Tololo. Now, here's the play. Actually, they're going to be in man coverage. So here's a guy who has Taylor Gabriel in man coverage. Gabriel's going to come in motion, and he's going to come with him. What I want you to focus on is our man, Mr. Levine Tololo. They're actually not even going to block this defensive end. He's going to come upfield, but because of the jet sweep action, he's just going to run upfield and be lost. But the good thing about Tololo, he has to get up and around and get up on this linebacker right here. He has to do a good job of getting his head outside of this linebacker, because if he doesn't, he puts it inside, then his linebacker is going to get outside of him, and he's going to force it back inside to where all his counterparts are coming from. So as the play starts, he comes in motion, and now you see the end already came upfield. He's kind of left out of place. He comes upfield. He's already outside the play. But you see Levine, he's already rounded out trying to get this outside pressure on this defensive back right here. And here's the pressure coming from the inside. Everybody else is coming from the inside. Sanu does a good job of running his player off, but Levine Tololo must keep his head on the outside of this player. And as you can see now, he seals him to the outside, and which gives Taylor Gabriel the corner for the touchdown. But if this linebacker does get outside and Levine Tololo does a bad job of hat placement, then he's going to force it back inside. So if he forces it back inside, here comes the cavalry outside. So as you can see, he does a good job of his hat placement, a great job of allowing his receiver to get to the outside corner. And these are the small things that you don't notice throughout a ball game. But these are the things that are making this Falcons team a championship caliber team. So guys doing the right things, doing the details of the ball game, which are winning games for them. Yes, the big plays matter, but the details of a football game, the details of doing the right thing, even when you don't have the football, is huge. I want to thank you guys for joining me. I am DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. This has been another edition of Film Session presented by Microsoft Surface, and we'll see you next week.